session is just after nine AM on April 14th. Just my state taxes.
Push your button in twice.
All right, we'll try this again.
There we go.
It's Thursday, April 14th, just after 9 AM in the North Dakota Public Service Commission hearing room. This is the North Dakota Public Service Commission, and we have a work session scheduled for this morning on case number PU-08-797 Sequoia Energy U.S. Inc. 150 megawatt Border Winds Energy Project in Rowlett County. It's a siting application. The commission has held a couple of hearings on this, as I'm sure my fellow commissioners recall. One after the application was amended because of some changes that were proposed. With that, for anyone who may be listening in, we should probably identify ourselves. This is Tony Clark. I'm joined today by my fellow commissioners, Brian Kalk and Kevin Kramer, who's here as well. He's just stepped out of the room momentarily. We have Jerry Lean from our staff and John Morrison, who is counsel for the applicant Sequoia. Jerry, with that, you've prepared a proposed finding of fact, conclusion of law, in order for the commission to peruse. Perhaps, I don't know if there's anything in particular that stands out in this one that you wanted to bring to our attention, but if we just...
Did you already get the legal review on this one time through, or who's reviewed this prior to us?
Mark did the legal review through it.
Okay.
Why don't we do this? The first few pages are just standard.
Yeah, I could just call your attention to a couple things.
Yeah, and if there are, as we go page by page, if there's anything that you want to catch, let us know. Okay, so page one, pretty standard stuff. Anything on that? Page two, similar. Page three, now we get into the findings of fact.
Still pretty standard on three.
Okay, to four.
And four just describes the project. I don't think there's anything much in there that's... Same with five.
Give me 1 second to catch up, dear. Okay, I'm back with you again.
And on six, a couple of kind of different things went on in this hearing with the cultural resources. One was this Coughlin Castle.
Yep.
If you recall, that was resolved. And so we just mentioned it in the order in finding 24.
Right. Looks like there's an extra period on 23.
Yeah. And the other one was the St. John's Border Station. And that was near the town there.
I guess, Jerry, the only question I'd have is that are we starting to include visual effects on our siting criteria? I don't like that road we're going down. If it's a cultural impact, that's one thing, but I don't know what we're trying to say there.
The Historical Society has started this visual effects thing on historical resources. They started it in Langdon. The pyramid that is there, the turbines in the background were messing with the view shed of the pyramid, and it got to be a to-do afterwards. And they had wished that they had gotten involved in the case, and we heard about it. And now
an abandoned military project.
And now it became an issue in this case because there was an overlook that was being proposed off of the highway there for Coughlin Castle, and there was a group that was interested in what would happen to that overlook if we got these wind turbines in the view shed. And they did some simulations to try and see what it would look like with, you know, picture simulations type things. And they ended up coming to the conclusion that it was mostly screened by other buildings and trees and stuff like that. It became an issue.
Who's our attorney at? Can you see if Grumman's wrong?
I think that
Mark.
I think he's probably scrambling on our other issue.
Well, we need to.
Let's keep him working on that.
Keep him on that. All right. Well, I guess the question
we can talk through. I understand. What
get to the right to the question is that that's all well and good, but what's the legal basis that they're trying to follow through? Because
if you want, I can pull 24 and 25 right out of the order. I mean, the orders, they were.
I mean, it's all well and good, but
I think in theory, our siting law is broad enough where visual effects on a historic resource are something that the commission could take into consideration.
I actually put view sheds at fairly high.
So,
then we start going down the road if somebody doesn't.
The question is, yeah, I mean, do we want to declare today that
it's always been a consideration when you're putting up things, the view shed, the effect on it is something the public has been interested in. And
how do we determine it's negligible?
We just say so.
Exactly. That's my point, too.
Yeah. In this case, we've got some stuff in the record saying that it's negligible.
I don't mind having it in because it is in the record, and not putting it in isn't going to prevent some rogue commission of the future from determining that they could take visual effects into consideration and making a determination on it that we sitting here might not agree with. So I don't know. I mean, if it were, you know, some vista in the Badlands or something like that, undoubtedly we'd hear lots of testimony on it. We'd have to make a ruling one way or another.
Well, we did hear some on Ashtabula, because there's a historic trail. And,
oh, yeah.
I mean, that was fairly prominent.
And coming up, if we ever get to the point in the Badlands area with this coal mine and the
right.
gas plant thing right. that they want to build out there, I mean, it could be an issue in that case, too, in the future.
I'm not sure I buy it, though, because you get the public comes in and they don't like the view shed. Their view doesn't count, but this historical place, I know there's a difference in that.
I think it's just because that issue was raised in this. I mean, in this case, it was raised in the context of a historic site. We're finding that it doesn't have an impact, so.
So you're going to have people going out looking for historical sites to be designated.
Yeah, but they could do that anyway, and they could do it with non-historic sites, too. I mean, you know, you could get a group of people who say, nope, we like prairie vistas. We don't want any, and it's in the record. And
but you don't feel that by something being this order that ties our hands in the future?
I don't think so. No, because it wouldn't preclude somebody from bringing it up again. You know, I mean,
okay.
There was, you know, as this case was proceeding.
I think if we were making a determination that historic site per se, you know, caused great concern, then that would have some
that
precedent.
That would be different, yeah.
But I don't think we're saying that here at all.
Okay.
Yeah, and, you know, as this was proceeding, this Coughlin Castle thing, is it?
Well, it's not about this. I'm fine with this completely. It's just where we're going with it.
I mean, it had potential to be a real problem at the time.
I think how close that castle was to being torn down not that long ago. Amazes me.
Okay, thanks, Chair.
Is?
Yeah, I'm fine with that then.
The other cultural issue is in 28, and there's an old abandoned Burlington Northern Railroad site grade that they're crossing, and you can read that paragraph there. It's kind of an avoidance area, but.
As I recall, there, that, I think Tony asked the question, wasn't there evidence in their testimony that that railroad grade's been crossed already by?
I asked that question at the hearing, and yeah, it has been crossed. It's already been.
There's really very little integrity left in terms of its cultural value.
It's not like a rail to trail or anything.
Right, right.
Yeah. Here, the railroad grade has diminished integrity and was evaluated as not contributing to the National Register of Historic Places.
I'm comfortable with that.
So.
Okay. Anything more on six?
No.
Okay, seven?
And seven, we're all right. I have a highlighted thing there. Sequoia is in the processes of obtaining authorization. I was going to check on that. If I recall correctly on that nationwide permit from the Corps, you don't go and obtain that from them. You just qualify for it. So I want to check on that.
Looks like the top of the page, you got a, the wildlife, got an extra cap in there. Yeah. Wetlands and wildlife.
An extra what?
Capital letter.
Not an extra, I guess it should be, it's capitalized and it shouldn't be.
What shouldn't be?
On the very top, wetlands and wildlife, it's big W, big I, it looks like.
Oh, I got you, yeah.
Maybe that are two L's.
Yeah, or two L's.
That's it.
And so that's it on seven.
What is the, did you just cover that and I was still reading 29? 31, the Sequoia is in the process of obtaining authorization underneath.
Yeah, that was the one I was just saying about. Okay. I want to check and make sure that you have to go obtain that. I think you just qualify for it. You just get it.
Now, Jerry, all these other, look, there's some spacing issues in the extra period. You know all that, so okay.
Yeah. And on the next page, I've got highlighted the right-of-ways there from the road distances.
Is, can I, in all our previous orders, have we, has 50 dBA been the generally accepted standard? I mean, we've, in practice, it's been more like 40, 45.
We used 45 before, too. Well, let me circle that and see if I can, I think we used both.
Have we? Check our previous orders. I mean,
I'd like to be consistent.
The EPA recommended guideline is 45, I think.
I think so, too. I mean,
is the benchmark.
It seems to me like it's the high end of the acceptable standard, and I don't think we've ever cited one that's above 45.
Good catch.
Okay.
And for 35, Jerry, I like that language where we tell them from the edge of the road right away. Because there's been some question about how far away, the center of the road or the
center midpoint of a four-lane highway?
Just saying, hypothetically.
And I highlighted right-of-ways because I was going to double-check, but I'll insert edge of in front of road.
Well, I don't know how we said it before, but what did we used to say?
I just said road right-of-ways here.
Yeah, that's.
Road right-of-ways, I think, covers it.
I think so, too. I mean, all right. That sort of settles it, I think. It's a fairly, it's a fairly
and then
bit
I
more rigorous.
Call your attention to 38. This is the language that we ended up with on the one call.
Oh, sure.
And so this would be the first time we use it.
Suspension or revocation.
Suspension or revocation?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You could also say suspension, modification, or revocation, mm-hmm. right? I don't know how you'd modify it, but.
Yeah.
Then what we always suspend, modify, or reject?
Suspension, modification, or revocation with a comma.
Such a tough one because we want to make a point, and yet it's all true whether we put it in here or not, right?
Right. It's to draw people's attention.
It is,
to the,
and that's fine. I'm
the issue.
And it actually sets up an ordering paragraph later.
Okay. Oh, well, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Okay.
and it's not, I mean, it's not as big a deal with a wind farm as it is with people trenching pipes out in western North Dakota right now. But
right.
Still, there's stuff under there.
Oh, yeah.
So then next is on the last page. Ordering paragraph 4, I understand the commission wants to go with attaching the certification instead of all of those paragraphs in the orders anymore. And
where did that come from? Is that something we said before?
I don't know. Pat told me that.
Maybe you should run that by us. What are you saying?
I think
I don't recall.
Like that. So I took 4. I got 2 dashes there. I took 4 as the language that was used in the Highland Order.
So it's basically as. Similar to the tree and shrub mitigation plans that are addendums or attachments.
Yeah.
Fine with me. I don't remember the discussion, but I don't doubt them.
Okay.
The same thing.
I didn't know about it either. I just all of a sudden Mark told me about it, and then.
So where's that to review today?
That was.
You don't have it.
Is that the?
That's that. That would be attached.
To Exhibit 13. Okay.
This is the
in the good old
this
days.
This is the Binnick list.
The Binnick list.
Okay.
This was coffee break time for the commission at hearings. And attorneys.
We've come a long way.
You're on your own here, buddy.
Yeah.
We went to not putting it in.
I don't know. I can't remember who came up with this idea, but it was one of the best.
It was me.
Was it you?
After about 3 of them, I said, do we have to endure this every single hearing? Can't we do an affidavit or some? Can't
you
we?
Know. I believe it was.
Brian, we used to. Actually, Bill would read each of these as a question.
And they'd have to answer
to the witness.
Dale Sandstrom that came up with the
idea. Okay, now I understand. But I still don't remember.
Sure, Dale's not here to defend himself.
Okay. It makes sense to me. As the commissioner, I don't remember the discussion.
And the thing I liked about it is that for the attorney and the client, they actually have time to go through it. Because there might be a glitch in one of these. There's
there
certain little things that they want to
modify.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the certification did not have anything in there on the one call. And so I added a paragraph 5 in the order on the one call that requires them to notify us. So you might want to read that paragraph. Basically, it gives commission staff the ability to give clearance to proceed. After they hit something.
There were some concerns raised by a couple of landowners in the area, but they were quite a ways away from the...
Well,
relative to what's typically been our standard for...
They were. The one, and I made note of a couple of them, actually, because there's alternate 3 and 4,
mm-hmm.
especially alternate 3. It was quite close to that...
There was some kind of a scenic drive.
Yeah, well, it's there's a creek. The scenic drive was harder. The back, the this scenic byway.
And we haven't addressed that at all.
We haven't, although the scenic byway, while it begins at, you know, Highway 30, it really doesn't become all that scenic until it's well beyond.
Until you're in the mountains.
Until you're into the, right, and then you're forested. And so, but this other area up north near the border, right near the border where alternates 3 and 4 were, I was a little, I had some empathy for the homeowners. But they were alternates, and I don't know, you know, I don't know how strongly I feel about them, but I did make note of it.
It's just that whole discussion, though. I mean, who determines what looks good and what doesn't look good? You know, like if it's a prairie view, it's not as important as a mountain view. That was my discussion about the whole visual thing. Because I agree with you, I think it looks prettier, but some folks might like prairie.
Yeah, I don't know that. I mean, I kind of prefer prairie. I think these things are way more hideous on the prairie than they are in forested areas where you don't see them.
You want a finding that wind turbines are beautiful?
Yeah. My thing is, I think you deal. That's why we have hearings and we have public input and have testimony.
Because one size is not going to fit all.
Right. So, but anyway,
are we fine with not addressing it, or do you want
to? Oh, I'm fine. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine too. But I don't. It's worth a reminder.
At the end of the day, there is a private property.
That's right. That's their right. It's their land.
That's right.
It's the person who owns the land and. There is a large
But that's the point about if you get to
work that says, you know, your sort of right to control the visual field in large part is outside of things that are truly.
But that's the setup with the historic place.
It basically ends at your property line. If you want to control more, you have to buy the land.
Yeah. Go to the zoning board. Yeah.
But that was my setup, though, Tony, about the historic thing, though, that if it's still their property, and even if it changes the view from a historic point, it's still their property.
Although there's a difference with those national historics. I mean, you know, where something's on the national historic.
Well, just like endangered species. If you got an endangered species in your property, you can't dispose of it there. Yeah.
Or national.
Agreed.
Yep.
The law, or maybe it's in the rule, but something or other, they talk about exclusion areas, they talk about a reasonable buffer around them. So.
Right.
Well, let's put it this way. Nobody near Langdon evidently.
Right. Nobody
near Langdon objected to a pyramid screwing up their view shed, and now the pyramid's being, you know, now
exactly.
They want to take the view shed of the pyramid for crying out loud.
Which is abandoned.
Someday somebody's going to want to build a big grain elevator, and they say, no, because you're blocking my view of the historic wind turbines.
Very true.
Anyway, thank you for listening.
When are we going to vote on this thing, Jerry?
Looks like you could have it.
I think we could probably have it for our next.
I could, but I'm not going to have it on this coming agenda because I'm busy. So probably the agenda after.
Well,
what day is the agenda after?
We got a meeting next Wednesday, I suppose.
On Wednesday. My problem with this one coming is that tomorrow we've got the hearings. Well, maybe.
Okay. Okay, May 5th is fine.
If we cancel those hearings, I could do it.
Well, for you guys, sooner the better. Okay.
We also, though, we don't have a problem with the MDU hearing, so we're probably going anyway.
If the weather
could screw that one up.
But yeah, we're going sometime tomorrow to Ellendale, short of weather, I would think.
Right.
So I'm here Monday, and then on Tuesday I'm going to OMS stuff.
Well, the 5th is fine. For the only thing I wanted to make sure is we weren't running into that next meeting, which is where I'm going to be gone, and I'd like to keep that as clean as possible. But
good call. May 5th
agenda.
Sure. Is it the 5th?
It is on the Thursday.
Okay.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we moved it.
No, I would prefer to
keep it on the 5th, me too.
Keep it on the 5th, yeah.
Jerry is the great schedule manipulator of all time. But we're on to you.
Doesn't mean we can affect change, but we're on to
no,
you.
No, right. Well, at least we know where it's happening to us.
Okay, with that, is there anything else on this case? Hearing none, we'll close the work session. Thank you.
Thank you, folks.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.